In today's show, pronounced Bitcoin move impending, acquainted Glassnode co-founders, and shares when, quoting them here, in a volatile environment where bad news is perceived as good news, Bitcoin has been compressed between $19,000 and $21,000, while Swiss Block's Bitcoin risk signal reflected an easing risk. Despite a weak price action in June, there is an impending pronounced move, including crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop. Yep, 21,900 acted as resistance for Bitcoin, and it's consolidating. This consolidation is quite normal after a relatively large move, plus the fact that the 200-week moving average is a big one to break. Most likely we will just build up until it happens. Support at $20,900 and $20,500. And quoting Joseph Young, the same people on mainstream television who are calling for $100,000 Bitcoin in the bull market are calling for a $10,000 Bitcoin in the bear market. Also, this just in, Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, has launched its own blockchain and executed the first digital asset transaction. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bull Michael Saylor says Ethereum is obviously a security. Quoting him here from a recent interview, I think Ethereum is a security. I think it's pretty obvious. It was issued by an ICO. There is a management team. There was a pre-mine. There's a hard fork. There's continual hard forks. There is a difficulty bomb that keeps getting pushed back. And speaking of Ethereum, exactly 5 years ago today, it was trading at $210. Also in today's show, US dominates crypto ATM installations and the Bitcoin hash rate worldwide. That's right, with China out of the competition, the US picked up the slack to become the highest Bitcoin hash rate contributor, representing 37.84% of the total mining power by January 2022. Also in today's show, US Treasury delivers crypto framework to President Biden as directed in executive order. That's right, the US Treasury Department has delivered a framework for crypto assets to President Biden, fulfilling its obligation as directed in the executive order on crypto that the president issued back in March. Also in today's show, Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful, warns of a massive crypto panic event incoming and predicts much of the industry will be wiped out. Quoting him here, I like a big, big panic event. That's always been a great way to bottom. It's towel throwing, it's capitulation, it's massive volume, it's total panic in the streets and always a great buying opportunity. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend. The creators of one of the leading on-chain analytics firms says that the odds are stacked for a considerable move to the upside for the king crypto sooner than traders think. And Glassnode's latest newsletter, Jan and Yan, say that while the price action looks bleak currently, an unexpected change in policy from the Fed could be looming as a bullish catalyst for Bitcoin. Quoting them here, in a volatile environment where bad news is perceived as good, Bitcoin has been compressed between $19,000 and $21,000, while Swiss Block's Bitcoin risk signal reflected an easing risk. Despite a weak price action in June, there is an impending pronounced move. The market is indecisive as investors digest incoming data, eagerly awaiting the FOMC meeting and anticipating the Fed's policy. Will the Fed proceed with an aggressive rate hike in July and September, or has the economy shown enough weakness to persuade the Fed to change its course of action? That's the million-dollar question. Now, the Glassnode founders also have their radars locked on the stablecoin supply ratio metric, which is the total market capitalization of Bitcoin divided by the total market cap of all known stablecoins in circulation. According to Glassnode, a low SSR indicates that the current stablecoin has more buying power to purchase BTC. Now, they also say that the current state of the SSR indicator is leaning towards Bitcoin being significantly oversold. Quoting them here, Bitcoin is holding the $20,000 level. Increase in stablecoin market cap share suggested an oversold Bitcoin on a daily time frame. Significant liquidity is sitting on the sidelines. It is a matter of when and not if capital is redeployed. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, yep, 21,900 acted as resistance for Bitcoin and it's consolidating. This consolidation is quite normal after a relatively large move, plus the fact that the 200-week moving average is a big one to break, which we're currently sitting at $22,500, which is the current line in the sand. Most likely we will, just a buildup until it happens. Support at $20,900 and $20,500. So those are the levels to watch out for. And and quoting Joseph Young, the same people on the mainstream television who were calling for $100,000 Bitcoin in the bull market are now calling for a $10,000 Bitcoin in the bear market. Facts, and this just in breaking news, Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, has launched its own blockchain and executed the first digital asset transaction. And here's their flag here, and this is the article entitled, Russia's Sberbank Completes First Digital Asset Transaction. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin bull Michael Saylor says Ethereum is obviously a security. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market, which you can see is currently correcting. We have Bitcoin down 1% for the day, trading at around $21,300. We have Ether down 2.5%, trading just under $1,200, while Binance Coin, XRP, Cardano, Solana, and Polkadot all correcting and in the red. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MicroStrategy CEO, the Giga Chad himself, the Bitcoin bull Michael Saylor, said that Ethereum is obviously a security as he has doubled down on labeling Bitcoin as the only commodity in the crypto sector. In a new interview with Altcoin Daily, Saylor was questioned on his take regarding the classification of both Bitcoin and Ethereum as commodities by U.S. senators such as Kirsten Gillibrand and Cynthia Lummis, along with figureheads from the SEC and the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Saylor provided a lengthy rundown on the fundamental differences between Bitcoin and Ethereum networks, as he suggested that only the former has remained unchanged over the years. Quoting Saylor here, I think Ethereum is a security. I think it's pretty obvious. It was issued by an ICO. There's a management team. There was a pre-mine. There's a hard fork. There's continual hard forks. There's a difficulty bomb that keeps getting pushed back. And the CEO argued that the constant need for software upgrades on a network driven by a team or entity represents an indicator that Ethereum is a security. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Giga Chad. He pointed to the design of the long delayed difficulty bomb, which he said will murder the entire Ethereum mining industry, as examples of such. And according to Saylor, for a digital asset to be classified as a commodity, it needs to be backed by a completely decentralized protocol where nobody can change it, even if they wanted to change it. As he shares here, for it to be a commodity, there can't be an issuer. And the truth is, you can't really make decisions. I mean, one of the fundamental insights in the crypto industry is the fact that you can change it. It's what makes it a security. He said, securities are generally understood as fungible and tradable financial instruments that are used to raise capital in public or private markets. While commodities are seen as goods or assets that have monetary utility, assets like gold and silver are seen as hard commodities. Now, Saylor reiterated that Bitcoin is a commodity at the core of the Bitcoin network, which cannot be altered, much like the physical makeup of gold. As he shares here, if you want to establish yourself as a digital commodity, then you're trying to create something like gold in cyberspace. Despite Saylor's arguments, however, the Bitcoin network has seen multiple network upgrades over the years. As we all know, the most notable one in recent history was the Taproot soft fork from November 2021, which aimed to improve Bitcoin's scripting capabilities and privacy. And asked about his thoughts on other altcoins such as Cardano's native token ADA, Saylor once again echoed his maximalist sentiments, sharing the following: I think all of the proof of stake networks are securities and that they are all risky. It is above my pay grade. The regulators will decide whether or not they allow them to continue or not. Now, Saylor went on to note that one of the major reasons he favors Bitcoin over all other crypto assets is that he holds concerns over altcoins being non-compliant security tokens that can get regulated out of existence. Now, Saylor's MicroStrategy has continued to snap up Bitcoin despite the tanking value of the asset this year in 2022. And as of June 29th, the firm held 129,699 BTC, worth about $4 billion at the time of this recording. And 5 years ago today, Ethereum was worth $210, just a fun fact. And before I break down next story of the day, U.S. dominates crypto ATM installations and the Bitcoin hash rate worldwide, as well as U.S. Treasury delivers crypto framework to Biden as directed in executive order, as well as Kevin O'Leary warning of a massive crypto panic event incoming and predicting much of the industry will be wiped out. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $940 billion with $57 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 43.2%, with the Ether dominance at 15.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Quant leading the pack, up 24%, trading at $88.42, followed by Aave, up 7%, trading at $80.48, followed by IOTA, up 6%, trading just above $0.30. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green with Quant leading the pack, up almost 60% for the week, Aave up 44.5% for the week, and CVX up 54.5%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 24 out of 100, and Extreme Fear, the same as yesterday. Last week was an 11, and last month a 13 in Extreme Fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, Extreme Fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Despite the myriads of state and federal regulatory hurdles faced by crypto businesses in the region, the United States plays a major role in preserving the Bitcoin and crypto ecosystem. With China moving out of the picture following a permaban on crypto, the United States maintains the top position in terms of hash rate contribution and ATM installations worldwide. That's right. And prior to the crackdown on Bitcoin mining, China historically represented over 50% of the total hash rate up until February 2021. And with China out of the competition, the U.S. picked up the slack to become the highest Bitcoin hash rate contributor, representing 37.84% of the total Bitcoin mining power by January 2022. And as shown here in this chart, Chinese miners resumed operations in September 2021. However, the miners in the U.S. continued to dominate the space while increasing their hash rate contribution month over month. And here you can see the crypto ATM distribution by continents and countries. You can see the United States dominating with over 87.9% of the market share, and over 90% of the overall crypto ATMs installed over the past several months are from the United States. Data from Coin ATM Radar confirms that the trend continues to July, as the U.S. saw installations of 641 out of the 710 Bitcoin and crypto ATMs installed in the first 10 days of the month, and further strengthening North America's position in the crypto ecosystem. Canada represents the second largest network of crypto ATMs after the United States. And outside the Americas, Spain houses the highest number of crypto ATMs, 210, or 0.5% of the total active ATMs. Now, the confluence of a global chip shortage and the coronavirus pandemic monetarily shot up prices of the most important part of a mining rig, which is the GPU. However, with prices falling down below MSRPs and a hash rate that complements the fall, miners found themselves in a window of opportunity to procure their dream mining equipment. Now, before I break down next story of the day, U.S. Treasury delivers crypto framework to Biden as directed, an executive order, as well as Kevin O'Leary warns of a massive crypto panic event incoming and predicts much of the industry will be wiped out. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button, or ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and drop a comment to help support us with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can find me all across social media, from Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The U.S. Department of Treasury published a fact sheet titled Framework for International Engagement on Digital Assets on Thursday. It states that the Secretary of the Treasury has delivered to President Biden a framework for interagency engagement with foreign counterparts in an international fora of directed in the President's executive order on ensuring responsible development of digital assets. Now, Biden's executive order on crypto regulation was issued on March 9th. It's been quite a while. The framework calls for the U.S. and its foreign allies to collaborate to create international standards for regulating crypto assets. The Treasury described the following: uneven regulation, supervision, and compliance across jurisdictions creates opportunities for arbitrage and raises risks to financial stability and the protection of consumers, investors, businesses, and markets. Inadequate anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism regulation, supervision, and enforcement by other countries challenges the ability of of the U.S. to investigate illicit digital asset transaction flow that frequently jump overseas, as is often the case in ransomware payments and other cybercrime-related money laundering, the department added. Now, the Treasury further explained that the U.S. must work with international partners and be a leader in the discussions on central bank digital currencies, better known as CBDCs, and digital payment architectures. Quoting them here, such international work should continue to address the full spectrum of issues and challenges raised by digital assets, including financial stability, consumer and investor protection, and business risks, and money laundering, terrorist financing, proliferation financing, sanctions, evasion, and other illicit activities, the Treasury noted. Now, the fact sheet outlines key international engagements for the U.S., including with the G7 and G20 countries, the Financial Stability Board and Financial Action Task Force, the Egmont Group of Financial Intelligence Units, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and other multilateral development banks. Now, what's outlined in the framework is intended to ensure that, with respect to the development of digital assets, America's core democratic values are respected, consumers, investors, and businesses are protected, appropriate global financial system connectivity and platform and architecture interoperability are preserved, and the safety and soundness of the global financial system and international monetary system are maintained, the Treasury detailed. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this potential regulation? All I know is this: until we have a spot Bitcoin ETF finally approved and accepted in the United States, the SEC and the regulators don't really care so much about Bitcoin and crypto investors. If they did care, we wouldn't have all these futures Bitcoin ETFs approved, but we would have a spot Bitcoin ETF approved finally in the United States. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful, says he is expecting to witness a massive capitulation event that will trigger fear and panic amongst crypto investors. In a new interview on YouTube investment channel Meet Kevin, the venture capitalist says he believes that the bottom is not yet in for digital assets, even though the market cap of the nascent industry has lost more than half of its value from its peak. Quoting Mr. Wonderful here, there's no big guy who has gone to zero yet, and I think that is still to come. Hard to say who it is, because it's going to be because of leverage and some kind of relationship and a counterparty holding that may have not been disclosed. And I'm speculating right now, but that would be very healthy for the market to have it happen. Voyager is too small. It doesn't matter. The rest of these guys were kind of irrelevant in terms of total market cap. Bitcoin in the crypto market itself has almost been cut in half in total market cap. And so you would think we're on our way to the bottom. O'Leary is referring to the crypto brokerage Voyager, a firm that filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier this month after a big borrower defaulted on a sizable loan. Now, the billionaire highlights that he is still waiting for a big capitulation event that would rock the crypto industry. As he shares here, I like a big, big panic event. That has always been a great way to bottom. It is towel throwing. It's capitulation. It's massive volume. It's a total panic in the streets and always a great buying opportunity. I have no idea who's next. Could be tomorrow morning, could be a month from now, but it is coming to a theater near you, and it will definitely be a very good thing for this industry. It'll be a great thing because it'll take out all of the bad broken business models and heavy leverage and speculation that was too risky. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Kevin O'Leary, and to watch this video with him entitled "The Crypto Collapse with Mr. Wonderful," check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Ecoin wrote, "Aloha JV, hope you and the Crypto News Alerts fam are all having a great weekend. Many different takes on the crypto market movements. Gonna just take things level by level. Thanks for another great show." Solid. You got it, fam. There is a new devil to every level. However, Bitcoin got this. Let's go. Our next featured comment comes from Lion Man, who wrote in response to Elon Musk, "There should be consequences of his actions," responding to him backing out of that $44 billion Twitter takeover. He wrote, "Seems like market manipulation, in my opinion. Enjoy your show." Agreed. Thanks for tuning in and sharing, fam. And our third and final featured comment comes from Tony, who wrote, "I believe Bitcoin hasn't hit its all-time high for the halving cycle. Maybe it is lengthening. I think Ethereum will pump the market after its upgrade." So there you have it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.